This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, January 14th. God's word to you today is incorruptible seed. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 22, verse 6, from the Passion Translation, and it says, "Dedicate your children to God and point them in the way they should go, and the values they have learned from you will be with them for life." Take note that in this season, there is a strong emphasis on children getting involved in spiritual exercises, fasting and praying. I feel God is emphasizing the fast for children in this season, for them to be impacted. I pray that God will use it to energize their destinies in Jesus' name. One day, my mom came to visit, and during morning devotion, we were singing a hymn. I was singing every stanza, and she was shocked at how well I knew it. I reminded her that she taught us when we were small. She may have forgotten, but we remembered. Your children will remember. You will be amazed at the number of psalms and chapters of the Bible that I can recite by heart in Yoruba. I am not saying you must teach your children scriptures in Yoruba. The point is to fill them with scriptures. When you do, they will do you good and give you peace in your later years. Yeah. While television shows and games are not necessarily bad, that is not what children should be filled with, because children will produce whatever they are filled with. Most parents these days just stick devices into their children's hands and let them navigate their way through the internet, because a lot of people are too busy to parent their children. I'm grateful that my mom and grandmother drilled prayer into us, even though we kicked against it. There is nothing wrong with your children if they are kicking against spiritual training. Sometimes we think our children are not getting it because they are kicking against spiritual discipline. They are fine. They are just children. We kicked against it. I kicked against everything. But God's word is like an incorruptible seed. In school, when I want to do bad things, the word will trouble me, and I will be too weak to do anything. Just put it in them. Pray it into their software, because they do have software, their mind. Like Jesus, our lives should depend on prayer as a thirsty man or woman seeks a cold drink on a hot day. Jesus needed to pray because of people troubling him, people needing his help, and people in trouble needing his help. He was also surrounded by people that hated him, plotting his downfall. He needed to pray. Believe me, you have those two categories of people. You have people around you that need your help, and you also have people around you that are plotting your downfall. You need to pray so that you can respond appropriately to both categories. Let us pray. Father, let your incorruptible seed take root in the lives and hearts of our children. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.